Good morning, everybody. Welcome to our worship here at Faith. It's great that you could be with us on yet another day when Faith Factor is with us to help with our music and our singing today. Great day. Welcome to Daylight Savings Time. I'm glad that all of you are with us. To my knowledge, we didn't have anybody show up right at what would have been 9 o'clock this morning, but you never know about those things. So, but we've gotten successfully through that, and you're going to start noticing right off the bat that as the nights now are much longer into the evening for that. And in fact, since we got a late Easter this year, we're going to be able to actually enjoy the sun actually having risen as our Faith Factor here will be doing the sunrise service. Like they always do, at Timber Greens Golf Course. That's a few weeks away yet. A couple of things. I want to welcome all of you that are our cruise participants. I noticed that we've got some of you that are here. We're going to be doing a commissioning for all of you right after our message this morning. Because, look, we do have to remind ourselves that we go with the congregation's blessings, and all of you we are counting on you that this is going to be a time also of prayer and that we are able to be to return safely. Now, in my absence, both for next weekend and also for the Wednesday, Pastor Roger Keller is going to be leading worship for us during that time. I want to thank him for doing that. You'll notice that we had set up for a fellowship today. This is the second Sunday of the month, and we try indeed to make sure that there's always something for God's people in the midst of something like that. We thank the group that that helped lead that for this morning. I was asked to make an announcement about that. There's a movie. It's about the coming. It's about research about Moses having written the first five books of the Bible. And it's a movie that's going to be shown. It's only going to be shown three times. It's going to be up at Hollywood 18, which is up in Port Richey, up there by where Aldi Grocery is. It's going to be shown this Thursday night, but only at 6:30. Thursday night at 6:30, and then next week Tuesday, this group is going on the cruise, but not all of you will be. This week Thursday night at 6:30, and next week Tuesday at 6:30, and then this coming Saturday at 12:55, it's the only three showings that they're going to show of this very special movie where they're looking into research about whether Moses actually wrote the first five books of the Bible. Sounds to me like a fascinating movie, but it's one of a series of movies that this particular group has produced. And so we'll also be running the at the end of the service that's got a little bit more information on it for you there. Just a couple more things. We're now into the Lenten season, and now everything for Lent is going to be over in the CLC, both our meals and also our worship services. The theme this year is called The Gospel in Seven Words. Not the seven words from the cross, but the gospel in seven words. And kind of an exciting thing. The Board of Properties is going to be having our meal for this week. And I need to plant a seed. I think I've already done this once, but the meal number five, this week is number two. Number five is going to be another cook-off. And one of the things that we're going to be doing in the cook-off is going to be baked goods. Just whatever it is that you'd like to bring for baked goods, please do. But the primary thing that we're going to be doing for the cook-off this year is mac and cheese. And I hope we got a bunch of you that are going to, that have got your special mac and cheese recipes. We're going to be putting up a sign-up sheet by next Sunday because we'd like to see just how many of you would like to make your own special recipe. And we had so much fun with the cook-off last year with the chili. We want to see how it goes this year for mac and cheese recipes. So you got one buried someplace. Now's the time to take it out. So finally, we've got a congregational meeting. Ordinarily, that meeting would be the next Sunday after late church. Obviously, with everybody gone on the cruise, or at least enough of them, we have postponed that meeting for an additional week. So now the congregational meeting will be 2 weeks from today after our late service. We want to remember in our prayers for this morning, our drummer over here, Fred, his wife Nancy, is hospitalized this morning. So we want to keep her in our prayers. And we also, Loretta McLaughlin had surgery this past week. She's been released from the hospital. We pray for the continued health of our congregation. Okay, as we begin then, special service here on behalf of our special musical group, let's begin by standing and greeting one another in the peace of the Lord.
I will give you.
as you are able, please stand. We make our beginning in the name of the triune God who has given us life and gives to us life everlasting. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. This is the day which the Lord has made.
Let us rejoice and be glad in it.
From the rising of the sun to its setting.
The name of the Lord is to be praised.
Return to the Lord your God, for he is gracious and merciful.
Slow to anger, abounding in steadfast love, and relentless of evil.
Inspire repentance for our sin.
And free us from our past.
Jesus said, if any man would come after me,
let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me.
Christ was wounded for our transgressions.
He was bruised for our iniquities.
From the rising of the sun to its setting,
the name of the Lord is to be praised.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever.
Amen.
Confident in his steadfast love, let us confess our sins to God our Father, beginning with a time for silent prayer. O Lord, our gracious and merciful Father,
we confess our unworthiness to be in your presence. Our sins of thought, word, and deed leave us hopeless without your saving work in our lives, and we do not always oppose temptations when they come. Hear us as we call out for mercy and grace. Save us by the power of your name. Help us find our refuge in the cross of your only Son. By your steadfast love, draw us to Jesus, that we worship you with cleansed minds and hearts. In his saving name we pray.
Amen.
Christ Jesus, true man and true God, was obedient to his Father in all things and in our place. By his death he destroyed death, and by his rising opened eternal life to all who trust in him for forgiveness. Through his command, your sins are forgiven in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. May he strengthen you in your Lenten journey. Amen.
Amen.
You may be seated.
Breaks our The Old Testament lesson is taken from the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 26. We rejoice in all the good things the Lord has given us as our inheritance. When you come into the land that the Lord your God is giving you for an inheritance, and have taken possession of it and live in it, you shall take some of the first of all the fruit of the ground, which you harvest from the land that the Lord your God is giving you, and you shall put it in a basket, and you shall go to the place that the Lord your God will choose to make his name to dwell there. And you shall go to the priest who is in office at that time and say to him, I declare today to the Lord your God that I have come into the land that the Lord swore to our fathers to give us. Then the priest shall take the basket from your hand and set it down before the altar of the Lord. And you shall make response before the Lord your God. A wandering Aramean was my father, and he went down into Egypt and sojourned there, few in number, and there he became a nation, great, mighty, and populous. And the Egyptians treated us harshly and humiliated us and laid on us hard labor. Then we cried to the Lord, the God of our fathers, and the Lord heard our voice and saw our affliction, our toil, and our oppression. And the Lord brought us out of Egypt with a mighty hand and an outstretched arm, with great deeds of terror, with signs and wonders. And he brought us into this place and gave us this land, a land flowing with milk and honey. And behold, now I bring the first of the fruit of the ground which you, O Lord, have given me. And you shall set it down before the Lord your God and worship before the Lord your God. And you shall rejoice in all the good that the Lord your God has given to you and to your house, you and the Levite and the sojourner who is among you. This is the word of the Lord. The epistle lesson is from the book of Romans, chapter 10. Everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. What does it say? The word is near you, in your mouth and in your heart. That is, the word of faith that we proclaim. Because if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord, and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart one believes and is justified, and with the mouth one confesses and is saved. For the scripture says, everyone who believes in him will not be put to shame. For there is no distinction between Jew and Greek. The same Lord is Lord of all, bestowing his riches on all who call on him. For everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. Long ago, at many times and in various ways, God spoke to the forefathers by the prophets. Please stand as a sign of resurrection hope.
The Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the fourth chapter.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus, full of the Holy Spirit, returned from the Jordan and was led by the Spirit in the wilderness for 40 days, being tempted by the devil. And he ate nothing during those days, and when they were ended, he was hungry. The devil said to him, if you are the Son of God, command this stone to become bread. And Jesus answered him, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone. And the devil took him up and showed him all the kingdoms of the world in a moment of time, and said to him, to you, I will give all this authority and their glory, for it has been delivered to me, and I give it to whom I will. If you then will worship me, it will all be yours. And Jesus answered him, it is written, you shall worship the Lord your God, and him only shall you serve. And he took him to Jerusalem and set him on the pinnacle of the temple and said to him, if you are the Son of God, throw yourself down from here, for it is written, he will command his angels concerning you to guard you, and on their hands they will bear you up, lest you strike your foot against a stone. And Jesus answered him, it is said, you shall not put the Lord your God to the test. And when the devil had ended every temptation, he departed from him until an opportune time. This is the gospel of our Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
You may be seated. God's grace, mercy, and peace be with you through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Friends, one of the most sure ways to make sure that the devil is going to be successful in bringing about temptation and making sure that temptation turns to sin is for us to totally underestimate what temptation is and what the power of temptation is. And I'm going to use a perfect example for you. Because in this day and age, we hardly ever use the word temptation anymore. In fact, if there is a setting, something that we use the word temptation for, what is this that we use it with? What is that that we hear more than any other about the word, either temptation or temptations? What is it? More specifically, desserts or sweets. Desserts or sweets. Sweet temptations. Wow. You know, just last week we started our Lenten dinners, and as is always the case, you know, we hadn't even gotten to our table prayer yet, and several of us have already gone and gotten our dessert, some for later, some not for later. And in the midst of all of that, that is the connotation that is most associated with the word temptation today? Well, trust me, you got to decide for yourself whether having that dessert is truly a temptation or not. But Satan is after something far more serious. And when he does temptation, and trust me, he does it now as much as he ever has, he is dangerous. Because with every one of us, he knows our weaknesses. He knows what it is that he can do. And there's several things we can learn about temptation. First of all, if it really is, I'll use the term effective temptation, and unfortunately, because we're sinners, unlike Jesus, way too many temptations are going to be effective. But one of the keys to effective temptation is either you don't know that you're even being tempted, or you do know, but somehow society has turned things upside down. If all of a sudden something that we should not do is being set up as not only not bad, but something good, and the reverse is also true. For you to try to be virtuous, for you to try to resist, well, that's bad, because that makes you, and now you're getting called all kinds of names nowadays. Satan is just loving the world in which we live in, because it is set so well for him to succeed. And because of the world that we live in, there is a group of people, more than any other, that have got a gigantic bullseye pointed right at them, and that's every single one of you that call on the name of the Lord, that believe in your heart and confess with your lips what Jesus has done for you. But we need to learn. All of our lives, we're going to be facing temptation, and we need to keep learning weapons new and old with which we can fight against the temptation of the devil. And maybe no more was to see what Jesus has been doing. Let's be honest. Satan, while maybe he can try anything against a lot of us, certainly he's got a much bigger repertoire he can choose from. He had to understand what he was up against with Jesus, and yet still he was going to try. What did he try with Jesus? He wanted to attack two things. First of all, he wanted to attack Jesus' human nature. You know, Jesus is both true man and true God. Well, he's not going to be able to touch the true God part, but just maybe That part that hasn't eaten in 40 days. And because one of the things Satan loves to do is to always make temptation look harmless. Temptation always has with it the appearance of harmlessness, and more than that, promises of something great. Lying about the consequences. But temptation always leaves in its wake a firestorm of guilt. Sometimes a lifetime where things have to be done differently now because we could not resist temptation and the trouble that it has caused. But then Satan goes after the human side, he's, well, why don't you turn this stone into bread? Well, what was wrong with that? I mean, we'd seen Jesus do that before. He took 5 loaves of bread and fed 5,000 people. But there was a problem. And this is something that hopefully will help you identify today when temptation is going on in your life. Because you see, Satan, and how many people Satan might be working through, love the idea of being able to build and define God the way they think he should be defined. And it starts with Satan himself. If you are the Son of God, well, surely that means you're going to want to turn that stone into bread. Well, surely that means that all of these kingdoms, and boy, if you think they belong to God, I mean, one thing about Satan, sometimes he speaks with a forked tongue. Sometimes he's abjectly lying. But in cases like this, he's speaking the truth. Where these evil kingdoms that he could actually turn over and find a nice little shortcut for Jesus. And that's Satan's other lure, is that somehow there's always a shortcut. Maybe even a shortcut that doesn't have to involve the cross. So, maybe if you are the Son of God, that means you're going to want to throw yourself out Pinnacle Temple. Hey, look, everybody's going to be watching if you do. Look how famous you're going to be, and you can show that you can do that with your own human parachute or whatever the case might be. No. We as Christians are told ourselves today, way too often, well, you know, if you call yourself a Christian, that means that you should be doing this. That means that you should be believing this. That means that you should be supporting this. That means that you should be opposing this. And we're just told again and again and again, this is what it means. Well, Jesus had two defenses. And his first defense was the Word of God. Now, I understand. I don't necessarily know that all of us are ready-made when whether it's Satan himself speaking or just somehow those challenges that are going to come about in life that we are going to be ready with chapter and verse, wherever and however it is we need to. It may remind us to spend more time in the Word of God, but Jesus had an even better answer. And ultimately, this is what building and defining God is all about. And that is not only what God said in his Word, but what our salvation is about. What Jesus did. I mentioned that our Lenten series is talking about putting forth the gospel in 7 words, but it's not the 7 words from the cross. Well, I want to talk about those 7 words from the cross because here is where we see the fullness of the Godhead in the person of Jesus Christ. Now, in one sense, it shouldn't be there. It's not fair that somebody who never committed a sin should have to put up with the agony, with the embarrassment, just with the horrifying thought that he is being executed, not as a common criminal, as an enemy of the state criminal. What did he do? As they were putting him on the cross, "Father, forgive them." Instead of calling for vengeance, he called for forgiveness. As he was on the cross, and here was finally taking care of his last family obligation, even from the cross, making sure that his mother was going to be cared for. When there were these two criminals that were on the cross for cause, unlike Jesus, and make no mistake about it, either one of them did to people in their time, and had they lived in today's age, would have thought nothing of turning each of you into victims, which is what people who commit crimes do. They create a long string of victims, and they would have thought nothing of making you one of those people. And here's one of them facing death. And he said, "Jesus, remember me." And Jesus said, "Today I say to you, you will be with me in paradise." To understand and to declare publicly that the weight of the world's sins has been laid upon him in the darkness of his own Father who has abandoned him. "Why have you forsaken me?" To make sure that whatever he did while he was in this world, he brings it to completion even as he places himself and his spirit into his Heavenly Father, as we should place our lives into our Heavenly Father until our work in this world is finished. And finally, waiting, making sure that all of the other things are finished before he finally admitted to his human self that there was a need that had to be dealt with. That's who God is for you. A forgiving, loving God who was willing to give his Son for you. The Son who was willing to stand in the face of temptation and win. We're never going to win it by ourselves. Maybe we can stand up against sweet temptations, more than a few of which I'm sure are going to be on the cruise ship. People are asking me, hey, after early church, are you going to be able to stand up against the temptations of the sweets? I said, it's not the sweets that bother me, it's that second hamburger. But so be it. As we go through our lives of temptation, we stand no chance except in Jesus Christ. We are going to be lucky if we even know and understand when temptation is passing us by. And make no mistake, as long as you call on the name of the Lord, Satan is going to be after you. His time is coming when his power is going to be at an end. He will be able to do nothing to anybody else any longer. But until then, if he can pry you away from your Lord and Savior, if he can either make you actively want to walk away or just get you so dispirited you don't care, friends, our defense is to remind ourselves what God has done. God, who made the world, knows who he is and how to fight against Satan. That's the God we worship. That's the God we love. And that's the God who loved us so much that he sent his Son so that everybody who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. Amen. And now may the peace of God, which passes all human understanding, keep your hearts and minds forever through faith in Jesus Christ. Amen. Before we get into the Nicene Creed, our time has come. I would like now to ask everybody who is going to be a part of the cruise that is here to come up here against the communion rail and turn and face the people. I know there's more of us than what we have here today, but it looks like we got a pretty good cross-section here of people that are going to be with us. You know, by the time we get to Lake Church next week, even as God's people have come here to worship, we will have already spent a little bit of our time in the Word of God and are preparing ourselves. We've got two times set aside for devotions. These guys are actually bringing their music with them so that we can actually spend some time just doing what it is that we do, and that's sharing the love of Jesus Christ in all that we do. And so as we prepare ourselves, I'd like you to hear these words. This is from the 63rd chapter of the book of the prophet Isaiah. I will remember the steadfast love of the Lord, the praises of my God according to all that the Lord has granted us, and the great goodness that he continues to do to us according to his great compassion, according to the abundance of his steadfast love. For he says, surely they are my people, and he became their Savior. In his love he has redeemed them. He has lifted them up and carried them all the days of old. And so you lead your people to wherever to make for yourself a name that is glorious. So look down from heaven and see, from your holy mountain and your beautiful habitation, for what the Lord has become, because he has shown the power of his heritage for your name's sake. My friends, as we are gathered together, we prepare ourselves to go on behalf of Faith Lutheran Church to share the love of Christ and to remind ourselves that wherever it is that we go in word and we go in prayer and we go with the blessings of God's people here. And so I ask each of you, do you promise to bring the love of Christ in your heart with you wherever you go, to share that love in both word and song? And to let the love of Christ be what it is that guides us wherever we go on the upcoming cruise. If so, answer, we will with God's help.
We will with God's help.
And I turn to God's people here and ask that since this is something, these people go with the blessing of Faith Lutheran Church, will you remember them in your prayers? Keep them in mind, and perhaps, friends, as I'm going to be sharing a couple of pieces of the Bible study that they're going to be going through, will you also promise to dedicate yourself to at least spend some time in the Word of God as we will be on this cruise? If so, answer, we will with God's help. So then we are commissioned that we can go on the cruise for Jesus' sake and with his blessing and with his guidance in his love and in his light, in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let's bow our heads in a word of prayer. Almighty and most merciful God, our Heavenly Father, we ask that you guide and bless each of your servants that are being sent forth as witnesses of your love. Graciously look with favor upon them for the sake of our Lord Jesus Christ. Grant them confidence and boldness in the faith. Uphold and sustain them wherever it is that they go. And grant that in all that we do it on behalf of you, speaking your word and living in the power of the Holy Spirit in all that he has given to us. Through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. So go in the power of Jesus, and may the Almighty God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with you as we prepare ourselves for a week in our Savior's name. Amen. You can return to your seats and to wherever it is that we're going to go as now we prepare ourselves to confess our Christian faith in the words of the Nicene Creed. There's always on the inside back cover of the hymnal, or you may also follow along on the screen. Friends, let's stand as we confess our faith. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary and was made man and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried. And the third day he rose again according to the scriptures and ascended into heaven, right hand of the Father. Come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophet. And I believe one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. We receive our offerings, and as we do, we have the song, I Will Stand on the Strength of the Lord. You may be seated.
He has given me power.
Once again, another song written by our guitar player, Larry Zimdahl. Friends, we lift up our hearts to the Lord as we bow our heads in prayer. Almighty God, Heavenly Father, from whom comes every good gift, every perfect thought, we come before you in the name of your crucified and risen Son, with a deep sense of our unworthiness and shame, how we have lost the battle to temptation, but how with faith and confidence in your fatherly love and mercy, we are willing to declare with our heart and with our lips who he is, what he has done for us that we might be saved. We thank you that our Savior Jesus Christ knows our infirmities, for he bore them. He knows our temptations because he endured them. He learned obedience by the things which he has suffered. Lamb of God, who takes away the sins of the world, cleanse us from our sins. Equip us that we may be able to take up the battle against both temptation and sin. Take from us all desire and power to follow any will but yours. Fill us with faith and love that we may gladly believe and follow your word. Give us such trust in our Father's heavenly protection that we always rejoice as we walk in his ways. Strengthen and bless your church here and throughout the world. We praise you for the privilege of being co-workers with you for the saving of all. So help us not to waste that grace that we ourselves have received, but to fill us with a faith that claims your grace each day and then moves us to proclaim it to others. No matter what we may suffer in this life, give us joy in our witnessing, knowing that your gospel can make many people rich, giving them the ultimate present of eternal life. Pour out your Spirit, Lord, on all of our homes, on our country, on those who are first responders who protect and defend the freedoms that we hold so dear. Be with all those who suffer. Let them know your concern and compassion. Be with those who grieve and comfort them with your promises. Be with those whose earthly pilgrimage is coming to an end. Be with those who are struggling with any kind of malady of body, soul, heart, and mind. We now lift up before you someone in our own life that is in need of the help and comfort that you give, that we name before you in a moment of silence. Now, Lord, as you watch over all people, we give you thanks that on Calvary, you spared not your only Son, but sent him to offer his life as a ransom for many. So as we eat and drink his body and blood, grant us to trust in your promise that is now fulfilled in Christ, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sins of the world. Hear us as we pray in his name, the prayer he taught us to pray together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. The words of our Lord. Our Lord Jesus Christ, in the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, take and eat. This is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me. And in the same way also, he took the cup after supper. When he had given thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, drink of it, all of you. This cup is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. The peace of the Lord be with you always. Of the bread of salvation, drink of the middle of page 6 in our service folders is our closing unison prayer. You may again follow along on the screen. Please stand as we pray this prayer together. O Lord God, your Son was tempted in the wilderness and overcame. When we encounter trial and temptation, lead us to look to your perfect Son, that in him we would have forgiveness and hope through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Let us bless the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Receive the blessing of the Lord into your hearts and into your homes. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord look upon you with his favor and give you peace.
Amen.
Our closing song, all the people said amen.
You are not alone. If you are lonely, when you feel afraid, you're not the only. We are all the same, in need of mercy, to be forgiven and be free. It's all you got to lean on, but thank God it's all you need. And all the people said amen. Oh, the people said amen. Give thanks to the Lord, for his love never ends. And all the people said amen. If you're rich or poor, well, it don't matter. Weak or strong, you know, love is what we're after. We're all broken, and we're all in this together. Be stumble and fall.
And he so loved the world, he sent
his Son to save us all. And all the people said amen. Oh, and all the people said amen. Give thanks to the Lord, for his love never ends. And all the people said amen. Blessed are the poor in spirit, who are torn apart. Blessed are the persecuted and the pure in heart. Blessed are the people hungry for another son, for theirs is the kingdom of God. And all the people said amen. Whoa, whoa, whoa. And all the people said amen. Give thanks to the Lord, for his love never ends. And all the people said amen. And all the people said amen. Whoa, whoa, whoa. And all the people said amen. Give thanks to the Lord, for his love never ends. And all the people said amen. Said amen. Whoa, whoa, whoa. And all the people said amen. Give thanks to the Lord, for his love never ends. And all the people said amen. And all the people said amen.
Once again, we thank our Faith Factor. It's always nice to have them in worship. We're going to be on a cruise in a week here. Pastor Roger Keller is going to be filling in for both Sunday and Wednesday worship duties. We look forward to that. And friends, we'll see you all when we get back. But join us at that time, and remember, our Lenten services continue. So go in peace and serve the Lord.
Thanks be to God.